Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You do not know of any individual who has ever lived who has reached as low a point as does Job at this moment. Think about it. All outward understanding, he is dying, thrown away in the trash dump. The darkest hole, the darkest pit of pain, of anguish, of emptiness, of nothingness. And right at that moment, he says, I know my Redeemer liveth.
The truth is, God's molding you with every adversity. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, The Great Affirmation, and he looks at the life of Job to help you see how God grows you through both successes and suffering. That's coming up in just a moment on The Winning Walk. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we jump into today's message, we'd love to share a powerful resource straight from Dr. Young to help you shift your perspective. The right perspective can help you find calm in a storm and trust God in the midst of it. That's what Dr. Young wants to help you experience by sending you his booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life, because understanding the storm you're in helps you know how to weather it. We'll send you Hope in the Storms of Life as thanks for your gift today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of Hope in the Storms of Life when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Great Affirmation, Part 2.
Job knows he's absolutely terminal as far as he can understand. He said, I'm dying. God isn't pruning me anymore. I am dying. I've been uprooted like a tree. And then he goes on and gives another picture of how God has abandoned him. He said, his troops, verse 12, come together and build up their way against me and camp around my tent. What's he saying here? He's saying, I'm under siege. He said, here I am, my little tent of life, and God has surrounded me with all of his troops, and it's as if I'm God's enemy, and God has dropped an atomic bomb on little old me. Think how that would be. Think how dark that darkness would be, how deep that pit would be. Cruel joke. Father said to his 10-year-old boy, I want to teach you a great lesson in life. Here, climb up on that rock and jump off and I'll catch you. Little boy climbed on the rock about 5 feet high and he said, Daddy, I'm shaky up here. I don't know. He said, don't worry, son. I'm teaching you a great lesson. Jump, your father will catch you. And he jumped. His dad caught him. He said, oh, good, Dad. Thank you. He said, no, climb up on that next rock a little higher, about 10 feet up, and you jump and your father's going to catch you. And he said, Dad, it's high up here. I'm a little. He said, no, jump. Trust your father. Jump. I'll catch you. The boy jumped. Oh, Dad, that was one. He said, now I want you to climb way up on the top of that rock. Man, it's 15 feet up. You get up there. I want you to jump, and I'm going to catch you, son. Oh, it is really high, Dad. It is too high. I can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. Trust your father. Jump. I'll catch you. And the boy jumped, and the father moved his hands away, and the boy crashed into the dirt, hurt and bleeding and broken. And he said, Father, why didn't you catch me? He said, I was teaching you a great lesson in life. Don't trust anybody, not even your father. Cruel joke. This is Job, ladies and gentlemen. This is Job. 10 ways attacked by his friends, 10 ways abandoned by God, and he shouted and he cried and he challenged God in every way to come and understand, break through this darkness. And the father pulled out his hands away from his special guy, Job, and wasn't there for him. You see, only in silence did Job finally learn, and we're getting ahead of ourselves, how faith and experience can match up. You learn that only in silence before the Lord. You don't learn it when you're talking, complaining, whining. You learn it only when you're silent. And that's a great deal of what Job is about. So now we see the final stanza of the 19th chapter. And Job says, 10 ways I've been alienated from every other human relationship. You say, well, nothing else can happen to Job. Here's the last thing that totally devastates him. Look at the latter part of this 19th chapter. It says, he, talking about God, has removed my brothers from me. Job's brothers don't have anything to do with him. All his children are dead. He says, my brothers, they're removed from me. They don't come around. I'm in the trash deep. I'm thrown away. I've got these boils from head to toe. My brothers have nothing to do with me. He said, my acquaintances are completely estranged from me. You see, when Job was the number one guy, can't you imagine in all the air of the east, someone would say, by the way, I was talking with Job yesterday. By the way, Job asked me to go to the chariot race with him. Incidentally, Job invited me for lunch. He's not the number one boy any longer. He's not the number one guy. He said, my brothers don't have anything to do with me. My acquaintances don't have anything to do with me. And he says, look at verse 14. My relatives have failed, and my intimate friends have forgotten me. You say, boy, I know Job. Name drop. You know, I know Job. And now his intimate friends are asked, do you know Job? Well, I sort of knew him, Cad. Knew who he was. See what happened? Verse 15, those who live in my house, those who work for him, my maids consider me a stranger. I'm a foreigner in their sight. I call to my servant, but he does not answer. I have to implore him with my mouth. In that day, someone, a potentate, someone as wealthy and prestigious as the number one guy in all the East, man, as far as his servants are concerned, all he had to do was go, anything I can do for you, sir? Do you have a need? Any way I can help? Anything I can get? And now all of a sudden, nobody knows him. Nobody cares. Nobody's around. Nobody's interested. His brothers, his relatives, his intimate friends, those who would love to just be seen with Job or have Job simply acknowledge them or even to know their name, they're nowhere to be found. And I really love this one, verse 17. My breath is offensive to my wife. I'll have to tell you this. We were driving over here from one of our other services I'd spoken to, and Job said, when I said that, she put a breath mint in her mouth. She said, you know why? She said, just a reflex reaction. But you see what? This is the same wife, you remember, who told Job, curse God and die. You must have committed some terrible sin for all this to happen to you, to happen to us, to happen to our family. And Job, bless God, this same wife now, she's not even coming to the garbage pit to see him. And she tries to find an excuse, and she say, his breath is so bad. Oh, I can't stand to go around him. The stench, the boils, the death, she didn't show up. Then look, and I am loathsome to my brothers, a general statement about everybody. He says, verse 18, even young children despise me, and I rise up and they speak against me. Children can be cruel and heartless, and they see Job, skin and bones emaciated, the stench, the garbage dump, and they laugh at him, they poke fun at him, they ridicule him. They say, look at that guy, ooh, how horrible he looks. In verse 19, get this word, all of my associates abhor me, and those I love have turned against me. And then he says, my bone clings to my skin and my flesh. In other words, flesh and bones.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, has it ever felt like your whole life was just blown off course? The Apostle Paul knew that feeling all too well. In Acts 27, Paul planned on landing safely in Rome, but instead he ended up shipwrecked on an island. Paul had one thing going for him though, trust. Dr. Young's new booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life, will help you walk in confidence knowing that God is in control no matter what situation you're facing. We'd like to send you this inspiring resource as our way to thank you for your support today. Your gift will help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to give and request your copy of Hope in the Storms of Life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching coming up right after the break.
What else could happen to me? Are you not satisfied with how I've been beaten up, how I've been cursed, how I've been abused? He said, look at me. Are you not satisfied with this?
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young to continue today's message, The Great Affirmation.
In verse 19, get this word, all of my associates abhor me. And those I love have turned against me. And then he says, my bone clings to my skin and my flesh. In other words, he's just flesh and bones. And I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. I think it's just an expression like we use it. Job, he said, by the skin of my teeth, I am still alive. I think that's what he's saying. And then he asks for a couple of things. He says, pity me, verse 21, pity me, oh you my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does? Are you not satisfied? He said, look at me. What else could happen to me? Are you not satisfied with how I've been beaten up, how I'm diseased, how I'm dying, how I've been forsaken, how I've been cursed, how I've been abused? He said, look at me. Are you not satisfied with this? Then he makes a request to be remembered, verse 23 and 24. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book and with an iron stylus and lead, and they were engraved in the rock forever. He is saying, in other words, what's happened to me, my experience, it needs to be written down and need to cut out a rock with a stylus and put lead in there so other people will know the story of my plight, his complaint, and what has happened to him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sum up, if we can, where Job is here. I submit to you, you do not know of any individual who has ever lived who has reached as low a point as does Job at this moment. Think about it. His net worth is zero. He's seen the tragic loss of 10 children, and there are the graves on the hillside. His health is totally gone. Satan has struck him with a disease. You can be sure it was the most painful disease that Satan had in his arsenal. All outward understanding, he is dying, thrown away in the trash dump. People who knew him have come and attacked him 10 different ways, viciously, unnecessarily, brutally, godlessly. And then God is nowhere around. The God who has walked with, the God who has served, the God who had blessed him, the God that he knew, God is not there. He's done everything. He said everything. And God is not around. It is a Darker than a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp is how the poet expressed it. The darkest hole, the darkest pit of pain, of anguish, of emptiness, of nothingness. And right at that moment, Job utters the most strongest word of faith you'll find anywhere in the Old Testament. He says, I know my Redeemer liveth. There's not stronger faith like that in the Old Testament. The lowest moment, Job says, I know my Redeemer liveth. And he goes on to say, he said, I know there'll be a day in the flesh, though this flesh may die, when I will see him. He uses the word, behold him face to face. I thought about, we shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face. I know my Redeemer liveth. What a word from Job. Now that word Redeemer is a terrific word. In Hebrew it is Goel. And it's a picture of kinsman redeemer. If you start the little book of Ruth in the Old Testament, it says that Boaz was the kinsman redeemer of Ruth in that she was widowed. She was in poverty. But somehow as her distant kinsman, he became her redeemer and brought her back and married her because he loved her. This is a precursor of exactly what God did for all of us. Let me give you a brief theological tour. In creation, Adam and Eve were given dominion over the earth. Adam and Eve sinned and they lost their dominion over the earth. Who got that dominion? The prince of the power of the air, the ruler of this world. Satan got the dominion that Adam and Eve lost through sin. God visited the world in his son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ lived a perfect life and was our redeemer, our kinsman, man, redeemer, God, on the cross. He died for you and he died for me so that we are redeemed, and therefore now we enter into the dominion of our Lord and of our Christ and of God. We're in this world, but we're not a part of the kingdom of this world. We're now a part of the dominion that has been restored for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, we have been rescued, redeemed, and we have been relocated. We have moved out of the dominion of the world into the dominion of Christ, though we're alive in this world. We've moved out of darkness into light. We've moved out of death into life. And that's Redeemer. And let me tell you something, when suffering comes to a life, we all cry out, we have to say, in every climate of life, in fact, oh, I know my Redeemer liveth. If you know that, that's enough. That will see you through.
Dr. Ed Young's message, The Great Affirmation, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you, Hope in the Storms of Life. It isn't easy to see trials as opportunities, but with the right perspective, that's what they are in God's hands. Dr. Young wants to help you have confidence in the face of life's storms so you can weather any situation knowing that God is in control. We'd love to send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming your way and going out to others all over the world through The Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of Hope in the Storms of Life. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. And stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung returns after this short break. I'm so glad you've tuned in today to The Winning Walk to hear Dr. Yung's message, The Great Affirmation. Dr. Yung joins me in the studio here. Pastor, you said never to doubt in darkness what God has taught us in the light. From your experience, what's one way that we can keep from doubting God when we hit those hard times in life?
Well, the first thing you do is fall on your knees and fall on your face and to know that God is with His children. And every moment of darkness is a prelude for insight into living and insight into life and insight as to what this darkness is all about. We learn more in darkness than we do in the light. We learn
That's
more in sickness
true.
Than we do in health. For every one person mm-hmm. that can handle success, there are 20 people who can handle failure. I love the adage, defeat can serve as well as victory to swell the soul and let the glory out. And sometimes our sin is so subtle, it may not be overt and gross, but it's so subtle, it takes a dark time to come to awaken us so we can be still and quiet before the Lord and let Him do His work anew in our lives.
Now, no doubt there's someone listening today who's going through a period of doubt right now, and maybe they're even wondering, does God really love me? Mm-hmm. Assure that person that God will never leave him or forsake him.
Well, we have to remember that we're unconditionally loved moral failures, and that's so important. He unconditionally loves us. We can't unconditionally love one another unless His unconditional love is within us. And people have doubts. I always say, that's terrific. Doubt your doubts. And when we deal with doubt, so many times in my life, it becomes steadfast faith.
Yeah, God can handle that, can't He?
Oh, listen, remember Jesus at the foot of the Mount of Transfiguration, He came down, and the man who had the epileptic son went to Him and said, your disciples, couldn't heal my boy. And Jesus asked him what was wrong with the boy, and He gives all the history of his ailments there, a brief synopsis of it. And Jesus looked at him and said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Now, the man had every reason to say, oh, I believe you can heal, even though your apostles have failed. But what did the father of the boy say? He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. What was he saying?
Yes.
Lord, I believe you can do it, but I have some doubts. And Jesus honored those doubts. He honors your doubts and my doubts. We're to doubt our doubts. And when we do that, it becomes strong, strong faith.
Always be honest with God about our doubts, and He'll take them and use them. Well, Dr. Yung, thank you for this message today. We look forward to being with you again next time. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd love to help you pursue an even deeper trust in God by sending you Dr. Yung's booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life. This encouraging resource will equip and encourage you to turn your trials into triumphs by trusting in God and resting in Him through life's storms. And we're excited to send you a copy as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of Hope in the Storms of Life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Yung shares proven truth from God's Word to help you have an unshakable faith.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. That's Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353.